you know, touch. We just change up.
Any ring game?
Well, as a little kid, I remember Ring Around the Rosie. And that's about all the kind of ring games. Mm-hmm. Now, I can remember playing marbles, and we always used a ring to play marbles. Some people, I've heard of some people playing marbles, you know, in a square kind of a box. They would make a square, but we always played within a circle, and you set your little marbles. I forget what they were called. Inside, and you got your shooter, which was usually an Aggie, and that's a marble with a kind of a cloud-like or cloud-shaped designs on it. You'd use your shooter to try to knock out opponents' marbles, and the ones you knocked out, you kept. And if you missed, you lost all your marbles.
Was there any sort of football drill you did called Bull in the Ring or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, football drills. You want to talk about football drills. Bull in the Ring was one person would be in the middle with or without a football. It didn't matter. And then a coach would yell out a name of a person on the outside of the circle. And then that person in the middle would have to run toward the person whose name was called, and then you have to get tackled. And it was pretty rough when you were in the middle. Mm. Usually, now that was generally a punishment drill. Mm. You know, if you'd done something, if you hadn't come to practice, or if you'd done something stupid, or then you were the bull. And then we had a thing called Oklahoma drill, where you had a defensive lineman would be pitted against an offensive lineman and a running back, and the linemen are the ones that had it rough. The linemen always had it rough in those drills because the back could, you know, almost always get by without getting killed or getting tackled at all. But the defensive lineman would have to play off the blocker and then try to tackle the back, which was rough to do. And that was a pretty tedious kind of a drill. And well, defensive backs had a drill like we called a tipping drill, and there were a lot of variations of it, but the main one was one person would run across the field parallel to the coach. The coach would throw the ball, and the person running across would tip the ball, and the person coming toward the coach would have to then catch the tipped ball. And when you caught a tipped ball, this was a drill for interception drill, and when you caught the tipped ball, when you caught it, you would yell Oski, and when you were ready to run, you had it tucked away, you'd call it Yehudi. You know, Oski Yehudi. No, we called it Oski Yehudi drill. I remember one time we had about four or five guys that didn't come to practice one day, and the coach found out about it, and I guess we had 80 people out for football, and all 80 of us, or what the remaining 70 or 80, lined up in a straight line, or more or less a line, about 10 yards apart, and these five had to run through the entire line and get tackled by everyone. And they couldn't fake or dodge or anything. They had to get tackled by everyone in the line. Mm. They were hurting.
I guess so.
They were hurt.
Well, what about, did you mention any kind of games, knives or rope or jacks?